This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things, of course, going on here on Agenda 21 Radio and, of course, in the nation, in your states, and the world. And that's what we're here for, is to give you all that news and information about how we can stop the agendist. The globalist, if you will, those behind the scheme of Agenda 21. Okay, so what in the world is going on? By the way, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and you can also visit our sister site, newcaliforniastate.com. The wild card in the United States of America is New California State Movement. Absolutely incredible. Okay, so the big news of the day, and you know, I'm going to do this to sort of lighten things for you. Bozo the Clown actor is dead. TV personality who played Bozo the Clown dies at age 89. And yes, I remember Bozo the Clown. And of course, everybody remembers Bozo the Clown. And perhaps some of you have been known and or been called Bozo the Clown, or Bozos, right? They're very, a big term of endearment for oftentimes football coaches to their players. Hey, Bozo. I never used that term. It was never used on me. For whatever reason, I always avoided being called a Bozo on the football field. But I never disparaged my student athletes with Bozo the Clown. Anyway, Frank Avrich, who played Bozo the Clown from 1959 to 1970, has died. He was a contributor to the station, which was WCVB-TV, for over 40 years as a host of Man About Town and The Great Entertainment. He died Tuesday at his Boston home from heart disease and is survived by his wife, Betty, two sons, Matthew and Stephen, and several grandchildren. He graduated from Boston University in 1949 with a bachelor's degree in communication. He was an active philanthropist and was a board member of the UNICEF's New England chapter. We'll miss him greatly. Okay, so now that we start off the day with the tragic news of Bozo the Clown dying, and our thoughts and prayers, of course, go out to his family. Lot of things going on. Where do I start? The omnibus spending bill. Omnibus spending bill, sometimes known as ominous spending bill, looks to be the second largest spending bill of all time. Isn't that interesting? The first one was President Barack Hussein Obama's, the bailout, right? Remember all that stuff? When everybody had to become Sharia compliant? As if the markets weren't straining at the time on purpose. Anyway, just a little bit of side note, gave rise to personalities such as Neil Kashkari, who ran for governor of California against Jerry Brown. Basically, he was a plant. He was an embed. He was a Soros operative, Neil Kashkari, and a globalist operative, and designed so that Jerry Brown could win a fourth term in office. That's really what it was. A lot of people say, oh, that's just absurd. Well, I think looking at the lens of history isn't necessarily going to say anything different than what I said. Anyway, so here we have the situation with the omnibus spending bill. Apparently, they are going to sign it. Very little, a small amount of funds for crumbs, if you will, to say Nancy Pelosi. Crumbs for the wall. Now, I do have to say that this is apparently, according to various sources, have said that it was the four, the great four, Pelosi, Schumer, Ryan, and Mumbles, Mr. China himself, that got together. All four of them came up with the omnibus plan, and here you go. There you have it. It's everything that the Democrats dreamed of. Everything. So all the things, the charities that are going to be getting billions of dollars once more for illegal immigrants that are coming across the border, all that money is guaranteed. That's Paul Ryan's bait. It's not a Democratic thing, actually. It's Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi's bait to fund all these illegal Obama level. It's an Obama program. They're funding it fully. Okay. Then there's the other issue of Planned Parenthood. And where is the? I haven't read the whole thing because it's from. It's just being produced, and it's not really out. Well, it is out there, actually. There's a link on Agenda 21 Radio. You can go to the website, Agenda 21 Radio, and see that. About the the ominous spending bill. But for those of you that want reciprocity for your CCW, that's not in there. Oh, no, it's not in there. But there are a few more little rules and regulations about how they want to take your guns away. And where is the NRA and all this. By the way, where's the NRA in California? They haven't been in California. They haven't been fighting anything in California. If you notice, all of us Californians sit here and wonder, we pay for the NRA, and they come out, and I probably get maybe 5 or 6 calls from the NRA every week to ask for more money. And I say to them, every time I get them on the phone, I say, are you kidding me? What have you done for California lately? So where is the NRA in California? It's absent. It's been absent. It's rolled over. Well, we're going to find out why it's rolled over. I don't know. So the ominous spending bill apparently funds the military well, does a lot of things that Donald Trump likes, but it doesn't fund the wall. So what you have is a complete cave-in and capitulation to the Democrats, in my opinion, especially if we're going to continue to spend on illegal immigrants and prevent them, not even prevent them now, open up the gates continually for them to come in for at least another 2 to 3 years. We just might as well pack it in. We thought that this president was actually going to build the wall, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Looks like he's going to be an Arnold Schwarzenegger and roll over like Arnold Schwarzenegger did. Of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the news. I don't believe that. I think that Donald Trump has the best interest in everything. Perhaps there's going to be some hammering out. I think that we're being trashed. We're being humiliated by this bill. And, you know, of course, Donald Trump's rationale is we get what we need for the military right now. But we get nothing for the homeland. That's the problem. And the homeland is what's really in play. So without cutting off, I mean, it's okay if we have our guns taken away from us, but it's okay also if we abort thousands of kids every year through Planned Parenthood, right? So that funding's going through. Everything else, exactly as Chuck E. Schumer wants it, is going to take place. And that's in the ominous spending bill, as I call it. And I feel, well, you know, you never know. See, now remember, Donald Trump has this great way to get what he wants in the end. So let's keep that in mind. Okay, I shouldn't be beating up on the guy. Nah, I'm not beating up. I'm just saying this is what is out there. This is what we can expect. There's still time. And I can tell you that there's a lot of conservatives that are really, really, really unhappy because they rolled over. Now, listen, what could possibly go wrong, right, if you have Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell negotiating on your part as conservatives? Oh, with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck E. Schumer. Right now, remember, it's Mitch McConnell, Mumbles, who's got his fingers. God, where is, come on. Come, well, the music is coming up. I can't believe it. Anyway, it's Mitch McConnell who's got his fingers in China, right? But what could possibly go wrong with those four negotiating on your part? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A $1.3 trillion budget deal tonight, chock full of spending increases and only a fraction of the money the president said he wanted for a wall. Reportedly only enough to cover 33 miles of new construction along the southern border. Is the White House going to embrace it anyway? Well, dozens of conservative Republicans are not, citing massive spending increases that include, they say, money for Planned Parenthood, the GOP leaders vowed to cut, a new gun control measure, and no check on money flowing to sanctuary cities. It's all against the backdrop of what one prominent Senate Republican says is a new day in American politics. Senator Bob Corker says you, the voters, do not ask him about the issues, quote, they only want to know if you're with Trump or not. Our GOP lawmakers, as one article today suggests, afraid of locking horns with the president for fear of keeping his base away from the polls come midterms this fall. Corker adding the president's pull is, quote, more than strong. It's tribal in nature. Does Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert agree? Well, he kicks us off on this Wednesday edition of Fox News at Night. Welcome, Congressman. Great
to Always see you. Good to be with you. Anytime.
Oh, okay, listen, you should be busy right now because you've got a 2,232-page spending bill to read. You're going to vote on it in a couple of days. How does that work?
Yeah, do you remember in 2010 when we were not in the majority and we kept saying, if you give us the majority, we will read the bill. We had the signs. We read the bill. We will read the bill. And I, by the way, I did read Obamacare before I voted against it. But this is really tragic. A massive spending bill. And the truth is, the House did our job. We passed 12 appropriations bills. We had a budget. And the Senate didn't do their job. And it doesn't appear they're ever going to until, number one, we get rid of cloture, the 60-vote requirement, and go
Which
with
the
51.
Says he's ready for it to go.
Oh, yeah. President Trump's been great on that. And then and by the way, the Constitution only requires a majority. That was a superimposition by the Senate.
The Senate
it's not
majority
required.
Leader, Mitch McConnell does not want to get rid of that. He says there are plenty of Democrats and Republicans speaking out saying they don't want to do it.
If you look back before the November's 2016 election, he will see that there were Democrats like Schumer that were hinting, you know, maybe it's time to get back to, you know, a majority ruling and maybe we can't get it done if we do that kind of stuff. And it sure sounded to me like they were preparing to take the majority, get rid of cloture and stuff it to McConnell and the Republicans. And the fact is, the Constitution requires 51 votes, just a majority. It doesn't require 60. That was the Senate's own rule. The Senate brought that goofy rule into the world, and the Senate, with 51 votes, can take it out, and I think they should. Well, but the other thing, too, though, is we have got to make clear, and it didn't happen, but we've got to make clear to the Senate, look, we are not going to do another omnibus, CR, anything of that nature. You have got to pass your appropriations bills.
No,
and
sure
I know we've
so.
Got a committee that's looking into a new budget process that'll work better. But until the House says to the Senate, we're not doing anything until you pass your 12 appropriations bills. We can go to conference on those. We can get it done timely.
Let me read some reaction from Democrats tonight, okay? Let's start with the Senate Democrat leader, the minority leader there, Chuck Schumer. He says, every bill takes compromise, and there was plenty here. But at the end of the day, we Democrats feel very good because so many of our priorities for the middle class were included. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says this, Democrats want explicit language restricting border construction to the same see-through fencing that was already authorized under current law. The bill does not allow any increase in deportation officers or detention beds. Why are Democrats so happy about this thing? I mean,
because it's good for them.
Well,
they got their priorities in there and we didn't.
But who's running the show? You guys have the White House, the House, and the Senate.
Well, from what I understand, though, we got the House, they got the Senate, we got the White House. But that's not enough. I think that's ridiculous. We need to make clear to the Democrats we are in the majority and we'll work with you in a bipartisan way, but we're not giving away the farm like this bill appears to do.
Okay, so really what this is all fingers are pointing at Mitch McConnell, right? I mean, do you get it? You can get rid of cloture. You can get rid of the 61 votes and go back to the majority, 60 votes and go back to the majority at 51. He can get rid of that. But he won't. What's up, Mitch? That's why I say, what could possibly go wrong with those four negotiating with the ominous bill? I love it. Ominous bill.
It is. Well, okay, so over on the Senate side where you say they've got some work to do, Senator John Kennedy, Republican, said this. Nobody knows what's in it. Okay, we have the text now. He said this before we got the text late tonight. He says, I don't know what's in the damn thing. And I'm quoting, I have no intention of voting for this bill until I know everything that's in it. Whoever came up with this isn't qualified to run a food truck. And by the way, I think there's some fabulous food trucks around here.
There are some great food trucks, and they do a better job on their own budget than we've done with this. You know, we've got less than 36 hours. You know, it's absurd to have us voting, maybe less than 24, actually, that we're supposed to vote on a 2,200-page bill. You know, Obamacare, my copy of it, is 2,500 pages, and I went through it, but sadly, I had a lot more time to go through Obamacare than we've got, you know, 24 hours to go through 2,200 pages. I mean, this is so tragic. This is such, and I know the House did our job, but we shouldn't have allowed the Senate to drag us into this disaster for the American.
And who's the leader of the Senate? Mumbles, Mitch McConnell.
People. The American people spoke in 2016 November, and they made it clear. And as the great President Obama said, elections have consequences, but it appears they didn't in this case. Well, we have got to do a better job. Shannon, it's immoral for this generation to say, we can't control our spending, so we're going to put all of this $1.3 trillion mm-hmm. in yet another spending bill for 2018, and you'll have to pay it along the way somewhere.
None of us get to run our budgets like that at home. We'll see what the voters think this fall in the 2018 midterms and whether this kind of thing factors in. Congressman, always great to have you.
It's great to have you.
Yeah, you know, this is the sad thing. This is the Mitch McConnell. Really, you know, I just want to caution everybody in the nation. This is what happened to the California legislature. This is what leads to a monoparty system. You have somebody like Mitch McConnell. He's completely bought and paid for by the Chinese. He's in with the left. He's now, see, he's caved. He's capitulated. He's now part of the monoparty system. We know you'd think he's a globalist? Hello? I mean, it's not even remotely possible that he's not. But this is what happened in California, the same exact thing, getting to the monoparty system. Wait until you hear what Arnold Schwarzenegger said yesterday. Speaking of monoparty system, and my theories have been absolutely proven right about what's been going on in California for the last 30 years, and especially about the role of Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's not a Republican, he's not a conservative, he's a socialist. And yesterday he proves it. Now, I'll be talking about that in a little bit. But Louis Gohmert is it's time to stop with the BS and say the problem in the Senate, and it's been this way, is Mitch McConnell. The problem in the House is Paul Ryan. I mean, the four of them together, they need to go. And Republicans, you have an opportunity to try and get that done. But Mitch McConnell is the problem in the Senate, and everybody along the road, everybody in the House is saying, we've done our job. But every time it comes up, this is not the first time. This happens all the time with Mitch McConnell. He's supposed to be leading. Of course, he's not doing that. Well, he's leading for the monoparty system. So the monoparty system is on the rise, and you don't even know it. And they're going to pick off individual Republicans and conservatives as they go. House by House seat. Senate by Senate seat. That's what they're going to do. That's what they did in California. There'll be some blow up. They'll wipe out a whole bunch of conservatives over something. And then they'll make their play. Anyway, we got the music coming up. What? Slow down the clock, somebody. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. By the way, please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. The latest grievances are up. You can listen to them. And you can look at them. And judge for yourself. Do I have a face for radio or not? We'll be back.
Yeah.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Okay. Boy, I'll tell you, where are we at here? Gosh, I just, where is the time going when you're having so much fun? So this whole thing about the budget and everything else, I think we're going to bring in some specialists to talk about this. This is what Drudge is saying right now. I just went over to Drudge real quick. I get these flashing things on the screen, so. Anyway, USA added $1 trillion in debt in 6 months. Rand Paul on last-minute deal, a rotten, terrible way to govern. Dems look to Ohio for another election upset. More candidates disavowing Pelosi. Boy, that's not good. We want them not to do that. We want them to avow. We love Nancy Pelosi. The former college dropout who would be Dianne Feinstein. Ah. Let's see. Oh, they must be talking about Kevin DeLeon. Oh, yeah. The guy who likes illegal things. Who does illegal things. And so does his family. And it's okay. That's him. Okay, more candidates disavowing. Okay, so this one here. Rand Paul, one last minute deal. I'm a Rand Paul fan. I've never met Rand Paul, but in the room with him a couple of times to hear him speak, which was interesting. He did a fantastic job at the convention in California several years ago. I was there. It says a rotten way to Rand Paul, last minute federal budget, a rotten, terrible way to govern. It is. This is the kind of stuff, chicanery that goes on in California. So, California, here I come right into Washington, D.C. I'm telling you, that's what they do here. With Congress teetering on the brink of its third government shutdown in 3 months, Senator Rand Paul still hasn't seen the details of a new budget bill that's likely to be 1,000 pages long, and he's not pleased. That matters because it was Paul who last month single-handedly prevented Congress from speedily moving ahead on a sweeping budget deal, triggering a short government shutdown as he protested his own Republican Party's deficit spending. This time, Paul hasn't yet decided on whether he'll seek to slow down the measure, but he's clearly unhappy with the closed-door talks, telling McClatchy, the closed-door, remember, and again, what could possibly go wrong when you have these four in the same room talking? Pelosi, Schumer, mumbles. No, mumbles only one guy, of course. We're talking about Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. What could possibly go wrong for the American people with those four in there? You think those four have our best interest? Listen to this. Think Republican and Democrat. Think conservative and liberal. Okay. And say to yourself, okay, there is a dividing line between Republican and conservative, and then it crosses over to Democrat and to liberal, okay? But I want to fuse them together into one party. We're putting our hands together into one monoparty. And I want to put these names out there, and I want you to think what you would think in that design that I have here. Okay, I want you to think this, what you think. Tell me what you think. Well, of sorts. I'm going to mention these four names, and you tell me what you're thinking. Are you thinking that there's a division, or Paul Ryan, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Chuck E. Schumer? Huh? Forget about those lines. They've blurred. They've blurred into one. They've fused into one. United we stand, monoparty. Get it? E pluribus unum. Well, you might as well do that with the parties, right? Sure. Why have divisions? No, it's all good. You see, this is the problem that we have in Washington. We have a monoparty. And Rand Paul, I don't think, really knows how to put it in the right terms yet. But that term monoparty is catching on. We've been trying to promote it as an identifier for what we have here in California, a monoparty system. So what could possibly go wrong when you have that monoparty system? And right now, you've got a monoparty system in Congress, and that's exactly what we developed in California. And look at us now. And I say 5 years for California. If it continues on the same route, 5 years until Venezuela, we'll call ourselves Venezuela North. CV, California, Venezuela. There you go. I'm sorry. And then 10 years for America if they continue on this. So Rand Paul is absolutely right. He's absolutely right when he comes up with all this stuff. This is the way Rand Paul, I think, demonstrates the best of himself in what is going on with the current situation. You know, I like Rand Paul for a lot of different reasons. Some things I don't like, you know. And, of course, Trump took him right out. I mean, when they were... Remember he was standing on the far end of the stage and he took him out? I'm not going to say. But it's all good, right? Except if Rand Paul can't block this, there's some real trouble, isn't there? Isn't there some real trouble? I think there is. But it's all about money, isn't it? And it's all about big chunks of money. That's the thing. It's all about big chunks of money.
Senate will vote on a bill that will add $1.5 trillion to the debt over the next 10 years.
That was the reason Senator Rand Paul served as a one-man blockade on Thursday, to delay a vote on a new short-term funding bill that would increase spending.
This is a large amount of money and something that we should be very wary of.
His efforts briefly forced the government shutdown.
Don't you remember when Republicans howled to high heaven that President Obama was spending us into the gutter, spending us into oblivion? And now Republicans are doing the same thing.
It wasn't long ago that fiscal responsibility was a frequent Republican rallying cry. Here's what some in the GOP were saying when President Obama was in office.
Congress is spending money in a way that would give drunken sailors a bad name.
We have been spending
Mitch McConnell
way too much.
Washington's full of big spenders.
Let's reject runaway federal spending.
Mike
too
Pence.
Much unnecessary
McCain.
Spending.
To cut wasteful spending.
We need to quit borrowing
and borrow too much.
The biggest deficit on future generations.
What we heard today was not fiscal leadership from our commander-in-chief.
Our debt represents a national...
Okay, you get the drift. That's what Paul Ryan did the last time we had one of these short-term bills. This is supposed to take us in this omnibus or ominous. Oh, there's and I'm blocking out Lindsey Graham. I don't want him to tarnish the Agenda 21 radio label. Anyway, so you have all these people sitting there back then, right, when Obama was president, complaining, whining about spending. Yet right now they don't seem to be doing. See, listen. I don't mind the spending, and even at the levels. What I mind is what you're spending it on. And the most important thing we can do right now is to shut down any mechanisms of the Obama administration that have to do with the New Americans Program, the Welcoming Communities Program, and the immigration program that provides billions and billions of dollars for illegal aliens that are being trafficked. Human sex and slavery. That's what this is, trafficking for human trafficking and human slavery. This is what this is. It's the modern day slave trade. And we're trafficking these people. We're paying for it. We're rewarding the people that when they bring them across the border. We're part of the problem. And it's just destroying communities, isn't it? It's been part of the plan demographically to destroy the United States of America. We see it in California. Hello? Do you want this to happen to the rest of the nation? We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And remember, Red State Talk Radio. We are on Red State Talk Radio. And by the way, those of you that would like to call and listen to us on by phone, area code 605-562-4209. 4209, 605-562-4209 is that number. Okay. 60 Minutes interview with Stormy Daniels to be broadcast Sunday. All right. Well, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? I don't know. You know, how real is this whole Stormy Daniels thing?
See, I guess I'm not 100% sure on why you're doing this.
Well, there it was. There it was. I don't know why you're doing this. And, of course, Anderson Cooper, oh yeah, CNN, CNN and CNN and CBS team up often, of course. You know, they're on the same team, right? Anyway, so a lot of problems here going on here with the Stormy Daniels thing. The adult film star and director describes the affair she says she had with Donald Trump in her first television interview about the alleged relationship. Now, of course, the timing of this is suspect. This is in my opinion. The timing of this is suspect. It says here that, and this is according to the text of the article, and I am going to bump it up here so I can get a better visual on it. And the angle of screens is always important, by the way. Says, the 60 Minutes interview with Stormy Daniels, the adult film star and director who says she had this affair with Donald Trump, will be broadcast Sunday, March 25th. I'm sure you'll all be watching. Daniels talked to Anderson Cooper of CNN about the relationship she has had with Mr. Trump in 2006 and 2007, revealing details that bring her story up to the present. Oh, okay. Well, we want to be updated from 20, you know. See, when was he elected? It is the first and only television interview in which she speaks about the alleged relationship. The president has denied having an affair with Daniels. The 60-minute segment will include an examination of the potential legal and political ramifications of the $130,000 payment that Mr. Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, says he had or he made to Daniels using his own funds. Daniels accepted the money in return for signing a confidentiality agreement. Okay. The 60-minute segment will include all this stuff. Cooper conducted the interview earlier this month after Cohen obtained a temporary restraining order against Daniels, and she sued the president in state court in California. Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, is seeking a ruling that the confidentiality agreement between her and the president is invalid, in part because Mr. Trump never signed it. The president's attorney and attorneys are seeking to move the case to federal court and claim Daniels is liable for more than $20 million in damages for violations of the agreement. You know, there's always the bigger card to be played, right? There's always that bigger card to be played in the case of Stormy Daniels. Sounds to me very suspicious. You know, this is, again, what they're going to try and do to besmirch Donald Trump is bring up the past. This is, I knew about the Stormy Daniels thing a long time ago. Okay, next issue. Why now? Of course, that's obvious. They've got to dig something up. They've got to have something out there because they're losing the initiative on Russia, 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 and Mueller, Mueller, Mueller. Get it? So there's got to be something else. Now, I got to tell you, the body language of Stormy Daniels, as she comes in here and she sits down, she's not happy. She doesn't look happy at all. She looks very stressed. In fact, I'm just my stress test in looking at her. I'm just a person. But my stress test in looking at her is she does not want to be there. Absolutely does not want to be there. Now, what does that tell you? I mean, there's a screenshot. You know, I could move it over to. I'm not going to do that though. I'm not going to give CBS that. Listen. CBS, why don't people want to relate this too much? It's only Agenda 21 Radio that you get this information, so you understand the bias. That's the only thing I can think of. But who is the president? Who is the president of CBS? David Rhodes. Oh. Well, who was the chief political advisor, hack, poet, whatever, to President Barack Hussein Obama? Ben Rhodes. Now, maybe some of you just got the fact that I said the same last names for Ben and David. Right? No, not Ben and Jerry's. Ben and David. Ben and David are brothers. Get it? What could possibly go wrong with that combination, right? Well, everything you can imagine went wrong, including Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. It was CBS and David Rhodes who intervened and did not show Obama's admission on September 12th, 2012. Did not show the interview with Obama admitting that it was an attack and not about a video. Steve Croft did the interview. They bounced that interview out of 60 Minutes the following Sunday, and they came up with the scenario, it's all about a video, which was a complete lie. Now, what could possibly go wrong with Stormy Daniels sitting in that chair, what, 12 years later? 12 years ago? Don't think she likes it. That's just, I'm looking at her body language. No, I'm looking at her face. Come on. We'll be back.
Two, one, one, zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Glad to have you with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, lots and lots and lots of things going on for Agenda 21 Radio and for you out there. Lots of things going on. New California, of course, things are happening. A lot of things happening in California all of a sudden. People are starting to push back against what's going on. The great state of California is awakening. And what's going to happen is that they're awakening, they're going to revolt, and the revolt is going to be channeled into New California. You're going to have a 51st state, guys. The nation is going to have a 51st state. Like it or not, and I think that everybody will like it. It'll be the California that the nation deserves. It'll be called New California. That's the key thing. It'll be called New California. Anyway, a lot of things coming up. We got, we're going to listen to this California revolt and take a look at it. We're going to be talking about it and a lot of other things. So make sure you stay with us for through the break at the top of the hour. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. Grievance number 9 is up. Number 9 is up at newcaliforniastate.com. You can read that. We get to be pretty harsh, actually, on California. The language is tough. It's exceptional language from exceptional Americans. Remember that. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and like I always say, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.